try to talk a little bit about Avodah of Chodesh Elul. Nish can great chidushim, things that say in Svarim HaKadoshim. But we know from our Kadmonim, Rabbi Seinu HaKadoshim, that the day that the Torah HaKadosh wrote in a Nevuah, but it is in Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, every day that's mentioned, it means that the reason why it's mentioned that the Nevuah was on that day, if not, it wouldn't say what day it was. Akoch, there's a reason why everything says, and the way it says the Lashon from the Chedusherim, that's a Yom HaMiyuchos, a day that says Akoponim in the Torah, and even the days that say Enach, we have what to learn from them. If we want to learn the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, the first thing is we have to remember something that's very easy to forget, that after Tisha B'Av, there's Shiva de Nechemta. Shiva de Nechemta means 7 weeks of Nechoma. These 7 weeks of Nechoma are 7 weeks of reading of Torah, and they're not Stamma de Velterein. If it's Shiva de Nechemta, it's days of Nechoma. And if it's days of Nechoma, we have to learn that the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, which is 4 or 5 out of the 7, are zikha days of Nechama. So Memele, we have to realize that part of an Inyan of Elul has a shilchel shaykhis to the Inyan of Nechama. Let us see kama psukim enach. It's a zachen that I brought in Svarim, but we'll try to work out something to be able to have an asog in it. In Chagi, Kapitel Aleph, Bishtas Shnayim L'dayovesh HaMelech B'chodesh HaShishi B'yom Echot L'chodesh Hoya Dvar HaShem B'yad Chagai HaNovi. The Torah tells us that on Aleph Elul there was a Nevuah to Chagai HaNovi. What was the Nevuah? Koy Oma HaShem Tzvokis Leima Oma Ze Omru Le Eis Boi Eis Boi Beis Ne'um HaShem Libonis Vahidva HaShem האיס לכם אתם לשבת בתיכם סבונים, והבית הזה חורף, ואתו, כל יום השם צבוקי, שימו לבבכם על דרכיכם, and you have to go, עלו בהור, ועבייסם עץ, ובנו הבויס, וארצבוי, וכובדו, אומר השם. So the Nevuah of Binyan HaBayis HaShani, the Nevuah of Binyan HaBayis HaShani, the Pearl of Nazach, that Nevuah was on the Shchidish Elul. So that means, in other words, that one can see from this Nevuah that the Shaykhis to Chodesh Elul had the Shaykhis to the Nevuah of Binyan HaBayis. And you see, weiter the Kenyonim, b'yom esrim v'arba l'chodesh, b'shvi b'esrim v'echad l'chodesh, where that's later. But that's the Nevuah of Chagai. Let us look in Nehemiah, two places. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah in Kapitel Dalet, pasuk Yud Aleph. Haboinim b'chema v'anoisim b'sevel oimshim b'achas yoda oisa b'malacha. When were these days that he did the malacha? Psukim that everybody knows. V'anachni oisim b'malacha v'chetchim achzikim b'rambachim avumar b'rochis davbeiz alayla l'mishma v'ayoyim l'malacha. When was this all that it says here? This all was in Chodesh Elul. This whole Aveda was in Chodesh Elul. It's klar psukim that all of the Aveda was in Chodesh Elul. Later it says also, all these things that the Psukim, it says that it was all in Chodesh Elul. So we see that the Inyan of Binyan Yishalayim, and to build Yishalayim, and to build the Beth Hamikdash, all has to do with the Avodah of Chodesh Elul. We know another remez from the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh says, that it says in the Torah HaKadosh, Ashaloi Chayma, there's a Kri and a Ksiv, Ashaloi Chayma, Ovav and Ashaloi Chayma with an Aleph. And we darshan from that, even though it doesn't have now a Chayma, but it had a Chayma, it's also a bias of that Mukaf Chayma. And the Shlach HaKadosh says that there's a Kri and a Ksiv, Ashaloi and Loi, and that Loi and Loi, you have an Elul. Elul with an Aleph, and a Lamed with an Aleph, and a Lamed with a Vav is Elul. And its merum is in Ashaloi Chayma. It doesn't have a Chayma. It does have a Chayma, which has the halacha of Bate Ere Chayma, that even if it doesn't have now a Chayma, but it had a Chayma, it still is called a Bate Ere Chayma. We have to know what the remez is in this Loi Chayma, in the Avedis Hashem of Chedish Elul. How do we learn that in the Avedis Hashem of Chedish Elul? Adova Nifla, Adav on Nifla, those who learned Gittin, Gittin Gemara, a second, that Shuldix. Those who learned Gittin, Daf Yoimi, and we know that there's a Neir, the Kisiyata, the Shemaya, that the Klal Yisrael learns something together. There's a Remozim Nifloim in the Dafim on the Mulhoi Sayoim. Monday, the Shredish El was Dafnun Beis. Dafnun Beis as a Remez, a Dova Pele, called Dova Shieshle Kitzva, by the din of Apetropsim Lasuye Shoifo, a Pele that the only place in Sechtes Gitten that says Shoifo is on the Daf of the Shredish El, but that's not the Ikel. The Ikel is that the Gemara. The Gemara had a Meiser from Rab Meir, and he had a Cholim, that was Apetropis Bishvivuse de Rab Meir, that we call Mazman Arasov Azovim Avde, Vilashovki Rab Meir, Achvile Bechalma, they showed him in the Cholim, Ani Lehereis Vaato Livneis. That's what they showed him in the Cholim, Vafilohochi, Le Ashkach Omar, de Vilchalimais, Le Malim, Vilay Meriden. So, the Heilige Chsam Sefer, Ani Lerois Vaato Livneis, is Rosh Tevis Elul. There's that Heilige Chsam Sefer. On the Daf of Rosh Chedish Elul. That of a Pele. But we have to know what the Remez is. What does it have to do with us? How do we have the Remez in Elul? Ani Lerois Vaato Livneis. How do we learn that? Ani Lerois Vaato Livneis. What is the Yisid from Ani Lerois Vaato Livneis? How does it work in the Aveda of Elul? Dvarim Pshutim Admiyot. Dvarim Pshutim Admiyot. When a person be'etzem in his life has to live mukav chayma, that's the avodah for a person. A person has to live mukav chayma. The poshut, the taich of mukav chayma, means that a person has to have yiras shamayim. The Heilige Chidushim says on a Tosis Zakasha, Chotzef Haimandem Espal Bebikso, Yitzchok Avinu davened in a bika. How is he able to daven in a bika? Chotzef Mandem Espal Bebikso. There's a sefer rim zeh the chochma say he brings in the Chidushim. That's not a kasha. Because Yitzchok Avinu wasn't in a bika, Yitzchok Avinu had Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is a chayma, and he was surrounded by a chayma. He wasn't in a bika because Yerushalayim is a wall. Yerushalayim is a chayma around the person. That's the yisid of the dvarim. Esav Arasha, the Torah Hakadosh calls him ish soda. He was always in the soda. No, he's an open person. He's nifratz. He doesn't have no chaymas. He has no gvulim. Nothing holds him back. That's the madrega of Esav. He's an ish soda. He's completely without gvulim. The opposite of Ish Soda is the Ish Mukav Chayma, a person that has a bias around him. That bias is Yerushalayim. The word from Abdovid Lkotzke brought in Medrash Moshe, in Parashas Shmos, Vatirena Amialdus is Elikim, Vayas Lembotim. What's the schar of Yira? Bias. Because Yira is a bias, like Abdovid Lkotzke. A person who has Yira has a bias, like the Gemara says in Sech the Shabbos, Dav Lamed Aleph, that Yira is the bias. Yira is the bias, there's mafteches apnimis, mafteches chetzenis, darta, tara le darta. One lotion in the Gemara calls Yira a bias. So Yira is the bias, because when a person has Yira, he's mukif chaymes. The avoda of a person is, throughout the year, a person loses his Yira. A person loses his Yira, comes Rosh Hashanah, every person has Yira. Rosh Hashanah, the day of Malchus, the day of the Rebbeinu Shalem is Mechadish Malchus Shamayim. It falls a year on every single person, but as we go away from Rosh Hashanah and the year becomes later and later in the year, our Yerushalayim phases out Rechmona Litzlom. It comes Chedish Elul. The Avodah of Chedish Elul is Asher Lo Chayma, Asher Lo Chayma. You could make from what was once a Chayma, and now there's no Chayma. Yeah, I remember that you still call the Batei Ari Chayma. Muyadikin Chama lies in this. Why is it still called the Batei Ari Chayma? We lost our Chayma. From deswegen, the Halacha of Batei Ari Chayma, it says that if it once had a Chayma, even if the outer Chayma is not here, it's still called Batei Ari Chayma, and Memele, you could build back that Chayma. And that's the Avodah of Chedish Elul. There was Loi Chayma, a person Be'etzem has a Chayma. And from that Loi Chayma, it became Loi Chayma, with an Aleph, he lost his Chayma, he lost his Yerushalayim. The Avodah of Chedish Elul is the Chedish of Yira, the Chedish of putting back the Yerushalayim, getting back the Yerushalayim. And that's the Avodah of building the Chayma, building the Bayis. Nish Kadova Rochik, that just like Chaymas Yerushalayim was built in Chedish Elul, Chaymas Yerushalayim, the Nevuah for building Chaymas Yerushalayim, and the Metzias of building Chaymas Yerushalayim was in Chedish Elul, If building of Chaimas Yerushalayim is Chodesh Elul, Shavuot B'Tammuz was Nifchatz the Chaimas of Yerushalayim. The Chaimas of Yerushalayim are Taka the Chaimas of Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim and HaKadosh, but every single person has a Yerushalayim within himself. The lave of the person is the Yerushalayim Shalmata, that's in every single person, and in that lave there were Chaimas, and that Chaima was lost. The Avodah Chodesh Elul is that one can take the lave, which is the Yerushalayim in the person. The Yerushalayim in the person is the lave. And in that lave, around that lave, there were chaimis. That lave shouldn't be nispashet. That lave should have a wall around it, that it shouldn't go where it shouldn't go. And the person has the Yecheles in Chodesh Elul to build back the chaimis that were nifrat. Shivas Betamos was nifrat the chaimis. The chaimis within a person were also nifrat. Cheto Egel, till Cheto Egel, the union of a Ravera was completely a chaima by a person. The Chidushurim says, Dova sheyotzim in the klal, loyla lamed al atzme yotza, lamed al klal kule yotza. Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, Shabbos Mevorchem Elul, we read every single year in the Torah HaKadosh, lo suchal lechol b'sharecha. Why does that come out on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul? Because what is the touch, lo suchal, you can't. Why can't you? You're not allowed to. So the Heilige Chidushim, the Torah HaKadosh once taught you that a love is not that you can't. A love is not that you shouldn't. A love is that you can't. Truthfully, there's a wall between you and an Aveira. Truthfully, there's a barrier between a Yid and an Aveira. Now we're in Olam HaPchira and we could take down that barrier. But the Torah HaKadosh was megala by one love. L'sucha lechol b'sharecha. Dover sheyotzem in a cloud to teach you that be'etzem a love has to be loisuchal, not leinato rishoi, avol yocholata. Eincha yochol, you can't do it, not yocholata. Iata yochol, because there has to be a choima between you. And when it comes to Chodesh Elul, the hachonot to Chodesh Elul is the loisuchal lechol b'sharecha. Choima is Yerushalayim, you have to be within the choima, loisuchal to go out of the chayma. That's to build back that chayma Yerushalayim, which doesn't let you go out of the chayma. Leisucha lechol b'sharecha. Only in Yerushalayim you can have ma'aser. Ma'aser is meramez on Yerushalayim ki yidua. Only in Yerushalayim lemantil madliyera. Leisucha lechol b'sharecha. The chayma has to be there. That's the avid of Chodesh Elul, to build back that chayma. To build back that chayma. The person has to build back that chayma in Chodesh Elul. That Ashaloi Chayma, he has to realize that when he builds back that Chayma in Chodesh Elul with Yira, it's not a new Chayma. That's the Chiddush of Batei Chayma. One thinks, and the Yetzirah makes him think, that we brought down the walls, and we brought down the walls, and when they'll come, we do tshuva, we build new walls. You don't build new walls. The old walls suddenly reappear. The old walls suddenly reappear. Ashaloi Chayma, the Chayma is there already. You have ability to make back the old Chayma, because that's the Koyach HaTshuva, to build back the old Chayma, not a new Chayma. You have the Koyach to build back that old Chayma, and that old Chayma is there, because that's Koyach HaTshuva, to build back the old Chayma. Mazel Elul is Psula. There are many ways to learn the Remez on Mazel Elul is Psula. But the Dvarim Apshutim B'Yisrael, as much as one can explain it, just like we know that Chazal tell us that Pochis Megimel Shonim, and that it was Negimel Shonim, and she was Nivel, and she became a Bu'ula, and then Bezna was Ma'aber the Chedish, is Psuleisea Chizrin. For what reason is it like that? Because Chazal are the Bailim on the Bria. And when they turn back the Chedish, and the Ma'abed the Shana, the Ma'abed the Chedish is Psulei Seo Chizrin, the Psuleim come back, and she becomes Ois Bu'ula, and she becomes a Psula, as I state in Heilige Yishalmi, and we're Maminim B'nei Maminim, in the Koyach HaTeira, in the Amitis HaTeira, even though it sounds, you'll tell the scientists, they'll tell you it's impossible, such a thing. But the Teira HaGedeisha, Chazal HaGedeishim told us that, we're Maminim B'nei Maminim. And you want to know how much our Amunah has to be in that? That if there'll come a Goy, and a Goy will tell you, you can't believe it, science tells you differently. And if you believe it, I want you to be Meisa Nefesh. And if not, either I'll kill you, or you'll say that science says differently. Zok Techaya Odom in Simen Aleph, the Halach is Yehoreg Val Yaver. If to say on a dova of Chazal that it's not true, zok de chaya odom in Simen Aleph is yahorig val yaver. Half of a fella, there's the chaya odom, it goes into emuna. And so chiyuv in yahorig val yaver, where the mekerfe chaya odom is vesach nisht. Or in the gans litot to make a paskin zok chaya odom. Does it mean psak? And I have the chayodim shteitazay, that it's yahorig val yaver. To say on one word of Chazal as an ishrechtik is yahorig val yaver. Is it means that the amuna has to be so strong, it shows how cholash our amuna is. Because when I saw the chayodim, I was shocked. And then afterwards, I was shocked at why I was shocked. That means that we became our sensitivity to the truthful of Chazal became a bit so shvachlich. And memela, we see such a chayodim, it looks a little bit extreme. Of Vitrav Schwab gesucht. Zeidim helitzuni admiyot. The Zeidim tell me that admiyot, that I'm extreme. Of a sachakl mitaros chalainetisi. Sachakl, I only say what it says in the Torah, Gdesha. It's not extreme, does it the Torah? They state the Chayodom. Chayodom says that Amunah and Chazal, in one word of Chazal, is a chiv yorg val yave. In the Taichi, of Chazal state, Psule Serah Chazrin, that means the Torah, Gdesha, is the Bailim on the Briya. Comes out that a person has to understand, person is be'etzem a psula. Person is be'etzem a psula, a reine mensch. Every aveira is a pchina of losing the psulim. The Chazal stel zu, to every aveira, to inyan of abia asura, inyan of znus, lisesura achelavavchem, ashatem zuinim achreim. Everything is the inyan of znus, which is the inyan of losing the purity of a person. About Chodesh Elul as a Yecheles, not only can you do tshuva, then you can come back a psula. Psula Seh Chizrin. You can come back to the dog of psula. La Yod Ish. He never had an Aveira. The Aveira doesn't exist anymore. That's the Yecheles of tshuva. To that degree is the Yecheles of tshuva. And that's where a person has to know. The Ashaloi Chayma. Suddenly it's Ashaloi Chayma. You can build back the Chaymas of Yira. So one wants to understand more. Efshir, we can say a word. Stom shteitis anishtis amatonim in Hashemayim. Chazal tell us, Yerosei kedemes lechachmosei chachmosei miskayemes. Ein Yerosei kedemes lechachmosei, ein chachmosei miskayemes. Tki yeshoifor, zog di gemore mesechtis Rosh Hashanah, is chochma ve'einu malocha. Tki yeshoifor is called chochma. Tki yeshoifor has to be miskayemes, has to be chachmosei miskayemes. Tki yeshoifor has to be a lasting impression. How is the Tki Yeshoifa a lasting impression? Yerosei kedemes lechachmosei. If the Chodesh Elul, which is the Chodesh of Yira, is a shleimistik Chodesh of Yira, then it's chachmosei miskayemes. Then the Tki Yeshoifa, which is chachma veinu malacha, will be miskayemes. If it's ein chachmosei, if the chachmosei is not kedemes lechachmosei, Yerosei is not kedemes lechachmosei, you don't do the Chodesh Elul. About this kommt Rosh Hashanah, Yedid state by Tki Yeshoifa becomes nisoyra. But we have a kasha, why afterwards it's not miskayemes? That's because it was missing the Yerosei kedemes. It was missing the Chodesh Elul. The Chodesh Elul, which has to be Yerosei kedemes lechachmosei. That's what's missing. What is Chodesh Elul? There's a piece of Rabbi Shlomo Klugel. Rabbi Shlomo Klugel teaches Kapitel Membeis in Tillim. That's what David HaMelech talks about. Lamanatzeach, Maskel, Levnei Koyach, Ka'ayol, Targ, Alfik, Yemoyim, Kain, Nafshi, Targ, Alecho, Lekim, Tzoma, Nafshi, Lekim, Lekel, Chai, Mosei, Ovei, Va'ero, Pnei, Lekim, Hoysa, Li, Demosi, Lechem. He talks about that this capital is talking about Chodesh Elul. And he says, Yedvorim Neiroim Admiyet, in the Sefer on Chodesh Elul, he says, Hafla Vefele de Kidiburim. What is Chodesh Elul? What is Chodesh Elul? What is Chodesh Elul? What is Rosh Hashanah? There's a medrash, a Yudhudik medrash in Pashas Emor. The Mechazal tell us that when a Yid goes through Rosh Hashanah, and he goes in Bedin and is Yotzim Bisholim, Mala Ani Aleichem Ki Lenasim Belia Chadosha. You become a Beriyah Chadosha. The day of Elul is the day of Nasa Odom. Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha. The Sefer says that when you blow Shofar, it's Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. That's when you're blowing in the new Neshama into persons. The new Chiyas. It's a Zman of Briyah. Briyah Sa'odom has Ibur beforehand. Briyah Sa'odom doesn't come suddenly. Briyah Sa'odom has Yemei Ibur. Has 9 Chadoshim of Yemei Ibur. 9 Chadoshim of Ibur to bring out the Odom. The 9th Chodesh of Ibur is the main Chodesh. In the 9th Chodesh of Ibur, a mother is Margish the Vlad. In the 9th Chodesh of Ibur, a mother is Margish the Vlad. The Netziv in the Drashas on Elul says that a mother that's not magish the vlad in the ninth chodesh weiß that Rechmon al Tzlom, the lady that nicht sein ka gute lady. A chodesh elul that you're not magish, sagt in the tziv, as kommt a Rosh Hashanah, there won't be a lady Rosh Hashanah. Because if you're not magish before the child drehen sich, if you're not magish the child being mishapach, then it's a raya that's not living. And memeila, if you want that the lady should be Rosh Hashanah, sagt in the tziv in the drashes, then you have to have an elul. Aber der Yisod steht in Rapschleim Kluger auf a Hafle dicke Neufen. Elul is Yosheves ala Mishbor vekorov leleida. Elul is like a Isha that's Yosheves ala Mishbor vekorov leleida. Just like a Isha that's Yosheves ala Mishbor. In Koshel ala Hoylid, say Ekes lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishiyelo, Kein Tzrichen Yisrael Lipsik lefonov. בחודש אלו לסייע לפתח בשרחם ליאז בידינו כוח להילד בראש השונה בחודש אלו מיישבס על המשבור and the lady geht nicht the lady geht nicht da war ich schreie חודש אלו והאישה da has צער לידו that's the צעוקו von חודש אלו לזה דפה זה in the צעוקו von חודש אלו זאת that's shot in a פוסק in Yeshaya the פוסק says in Yeshaya kapitel למד זיין כי בואו בונם עד משבור The koyach ein leleda. Bo bonem ad mishbo. They came to chodesh elul. Bo bonem ad mishbo. The Eibishter brought them till the chodesh of Yosheves ala mishbo. Aval ein koyach leleda. You have no koyach to get to Rosh Hashanah to the day of leleda. Zokt the capital in Tilim David Amelach. Ka'ayol tarig alafike moyim. Zogn Chazal. When's the ayol tarig? When's the ayol tarig? Zogn Chazal. Ayol is rachmotzah. Ha'ayil is rachma tzar and b'shoshi keras leleido she has muir dike tzar and she say ekes to the Rebbeinu Shleilun to be Mashiach kein nafshi tarig lo echolikim zog David HaMelech that's the avoid of Chedish Elul the avoid of Chedish Elul is ka'ayil tarig that's rachma tzar and keras leleido and she can't give her birth because it's so tzar and she has to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Rebbeinu Shleilun brings a nochosh and the nochosh bites and opens it up and the state in Chazal azoid avayit shray that what that he should be able to do tshuva chedish elul and I'll tell you what it means the nochosh even though Reb Shlomo Kluger doesn't say it we add a moedika saga what the nochosh has to be that the yetzahara has to be machni itself the yetzahara has to be that the yetzahara the nochosh the ra and the bria has to help the leda he has to leave you go that's the helping of the leda the nochosh should come and help you but the chedish elul is the schwerste Yetzirah of the year because the Yetzirah knows that if a Yidl use Chedish El etich nishtoigen and that's why the Chedish El the Nisyonis are worse than a whole year as I'm Svarim and Smegala given that the Machemes HaYetzirah and Chedish El is greater than a whole year Shili Dikaita Zog the Gemara Masech Tiz Yuma Toshim Mikaita the end of the summer is hotter than the summer the summer months are very hot Zog the Gemara Shili Dikaita the end of the Kaita is Kashi Mikaita Zog Svarim HaGdoshim Kaita there's a big Chamimus, the Chamimus of the Yetzer is greater in the summer, but Shili the Kaita, Chodesh Elul, which is Shili the Kaita, is Kashio be the Kaita, it's yet harder in the whole summer. That's the Shverkeit for Chodesh Elul, because the Yetzer doesn't want. And you have to do Tshuva in such a way that the Yetzer should be Machnia itself, and let you open the Rechem to have the Leda and Rosh Hashanah. Zogt HaMoyedik, the Yalkut asks a Kasha, Ka'ayol Taroi, Ka'ayol is a Zohar, Tarig is in a keva. What's going on here? Is it a zachar? Is it in a keva? The pasuk doesn't stem. If it's a ayol, then it shouldn't say tarig, and it's not keras leidet. And if it's a, they should say kayelos tarig. Like an ayelos screams al afikemoyim. As they frek the yalkut akasha, zog the yalkut. As they frek the yalkut akasha, and the yalkut says a pshat, and we have to know pshat, and there's a pshat and muir the kipshat. The Ayeles is the Chesida Shebechayis. And when the Chayis are Tzmeyos, it says in the Yalkut, all the other Chayis come, and they come to the Ayeles, and they ask the Ayeles to go be Mespal to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And they should go be Mespal to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and she puts her Kanaim into the Karka, and she's Mespal to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and the Ebishter rises off to him, and it comes up the water. As it states in the Chazal. Zogt the Rabbi Shlomo Kluger and the Wort steht von einer von der Friede gefahren, but he says in himself what the Wort steht. What happens if there's a double problem? The Ayeles is oimid leilet, and so kommen alle Chayes am Bedarf auf dem Wasser. What does this Ayeles do now? She has to scream for her own tzar, she has to have a child.
In dort stehen alle Chayes HaGedolis, come to her and tell her, since dort Kavasem again, Oizgein, and we need to have water, go be Mespalo. Zogt Rabbi Shlomo Klugen, it says in Kadmonim, the selbe Zach, the Ayelis becomes an Ayol. The Ayelis changes from being an Ayelis, and she forgets about herself, and she becomes an Ayol. Ki Ayol Tarek Alefi Kemoyim. That's why it says Ayol and not Ayelis. Because the Ayol has the Koyach to forget about herself being an Ayelis, that she has to be Karas Leilet, and she worries about the whole klal of the Chayos, and she goes and be Mispalo. We have two things
to worry about. We have our own problems to worry about. We have the problems of Klal Yisrael to worry about. Zok the posik hafla vefele ka'ayol tarig alafikei moyim. Just like the Ayelis forgets about herself, and she worries about the Chayes when both come together, so too in Chedish Elul, when it comes the time in Chedish Elul, don't think about your own sorrows. No, kein nafshi tarig alecha lekim, for you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for the Tzar of Klal Yisrael, for the Tzar of the Shechina Gdeisha, not your own problem. That is the Aveda. And if so, Zokta B'Shalem Klugel, that when it comes Chedish Elul, there's another Aveda in Chedish Elul. There's Aveda in Chedish Elul, Tzoma Nafshi Lekim, Lekel Choy, Mosei Ovoi, Ve'eroa Pnei Lekim. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we see Pnei Lekim. Even in Golas, we see Pnei Lekim. We know the Sasemes, Rabbi Salamta, both say the same word that the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, Al Shofar, Kimidul is a Koran, Osi Kilefnim Domi. So you go into Lefnim Bishaski Yeshofar. There's no Riesponim today. But today, there is one time there is a Riesponim. The only time there's a Riesponim is by Shofar Blosen. That's the Pshatan Posik, Mosai Ove Vero Pnei Lekim. Goes on Rosh Hashanah. And what's the Avodah when you come to Pnei Lekim? Shenit Melezen. You're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, you haven't seen it, you're Narish at Tzoris. You're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mishal Shefer Belozen, and you're Pnei Elikim, you're in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have to forget about yourself. You have to worry about the Tzara Shechina. You have to worry about the Tzara of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Avod of Chedish Elda. She be Zich at the Davin Rosh Hashanah Vissadarv to sein. Rosh Hashanah is the Hashem Svosai Tiftoch for the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has a Shem Svos HaTiftach of 30 days, of 29 days. A ganz Chedish Elul, when Mispal Hashem Svos HaTiftach of Yagati L'Secha, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I should be able to daven when I have to daven. That I should be able to daven for Tzara Shechina, I should be able to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam, I should be able to daven for Klal Yisrael, I should be the Ka'ayol Targ Alefi Kaimoyim, Kainafshi Targ Alecho Lekim, I should be able to forget from my own Tzoros.